divine and slave, servant of the Most High, unabashed and unafraid. This is the Christopher Mantine Show.
And welcome to the Chris Mantine Show. I'm Brenda Ward, your host for this evening, along with Bing Fisher and Barbara Buffing. We are going to be filling in for Chris, who was unable to make a show tonight. So we hope you'll stay with us and stay tuned in, call in, and help us have a great show. I'm going to start off with just a little bit of tribute to a great man, and we're going to play little snippets throughout the night. Country music lost one of their legends, Mr. George Jones.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made.
And tonight I am going to start off this program with my rant on this current administration, the president, and his lack of constitutional duty. He does not understand that his job, his only job, granted by the Constitution, is to see to the foreign affairs, make treaties with foreign countries, and be the commander-in-chief of this country. But what is he doing? He's out there giving speeches to Planned Parenthood about how the abortion foes want to take women back to the 1950s, which is just a bunch of malarkey. We are a long way from the 1950s. We have multiple sources of birth control available, and it's available over the counter at the drugstores. We are actually asking for accountability from men and women across this country instead of the killing of innocent children, and that this man thinks that it is his job to put his nose in the business of issues that belong in the state and not at the federal government. And at the same token, there's been evidence of weapons of mass destruction being used in Syria, and he has made no conclusions about what he's going to do about that. We also know that he did nothing regarding the terrorist attacks in Benghazi that killed 4 American citizens, and that he lied about it afterwards. This is a man who he loves to go on the campaign speeches and talk about all these social issues in the United States while not doing the job that he was elected to do, which is to uphold the Constitution, which means defending our Second Amendment rights, which means that he should be dealing with these crises that we have going on overseas that he helped create. Not only did he help create them, as one of the senators pointed out, we've had 5 terrorist attacks on our soil since this man has been president. And we need to be asking ourselves why. Ask yourself why. And at that, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Bing and Barbara. Hey, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, Brenda? Barbara?
Hi, Uncle Bing.
Good. What have you to say?
I have a great rant, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this president is, you know, you can kind of tell his demeanor. He's a bully, okay? Now, when you're raised a community organizer, an agitator, like he was, and you don't get your way, then what does he do? He pouts. He turns the tables. This sequester, the whole sequester issue that he brought up was there. He brought it up because he did not think that the Republicans would cave in to the budget cuts and so on, and the taxation and the spending.
Yeah.
Yeah, the budget cuts. And he did not think they would do that, so they put that in the bill. And, you know, it's just funny to see his press spokesman, James DeCarney, sit there try to duck and dodge and weave the issue with not just this but a lot of other things. But, you know, he didn't think that the GOP, the Republicans, I guess, would cave in on that. And they did, and they let him have it. And it backfired. It's backfiring. The FAA is sitting there grounding flights, and now there's I think this ought to be exposed too, is that the FAA is leaking out information to the press saying, you know, from some of their top people, and I'd like to get some transcript or video or audio anyways of it, that's saying that they are being bullied into knocking flights out of the air, basically grounding them, so that it makes it, It gives the impression to the American people that these sequester, this 5% or 4% tax reduction or spending reduction is killing us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why he canceled White House tours, because he knew that would have the most effect. I mean, and yet then he's off golfing and vacationing and, you know, all this other stuff with the Secret Service, but they can't afford to keep them around for White House tours. I mean, this is
his mentality. He's a narcissist. He wants to be king. And Michelle, I seen a picture of her earlier grabbing her crotch, and I don't know what she was doing there. Somebody said it was a ball scratch, but I'm not trying to totally ruin Chrissy's show here. Man, that is a great show. But I'm just speaking it the way I see it, okay? But this woman wants to sit there, and she's the kind, at least in our older days, okay, before the French Revolution and that kind of thing, you know, we were eating cake. You know, she doesn't even want us to eat cake, you know. And she's actually, I think, in some aspects running a lot of this show. But it's funny to watch the Democrats sit there and say, this sequester is killing us, you know. We can't take a 4% or 2% in some cases tax spending cut because we'll all die. We won't be able to function. And this guy sits there and he doesn't get the gun bill through, so he holds his breath and has a temper tantrum over that. Everything that he can't get through, he'll either have a temper tantrum, if you notice, or he'll sit there and say, I'm going to make an executive decision. You know.
Oh, yeah. Struck with a pen. Which is not constitutional either.
And then tie it up in the court system. But no, it's not constitutional. But tie it up in the court system. You know, it's crazy.
Absolutely. Okay, Barbara, you got anything to add to that?
There was something on Facebook either yesterday or the day before, and I was just kind of scrolling and looking through it, that showed 12 or 13... constitutional the constitutional information that he broke, and I was just kind of scrolling through hoping I would find it, but I really haven't.
Not everything he does. I mean, the president was never meant to be all powerful and be able to override Congress. Never. You won't find that in the Constitution. It's not there.
No, we don't have a parliamentary system here. He is not the king. It is not the king and I. It is not the king and my people. You know, it's not that. It's a representative republic. We got different, we got different chains of commands for things. And this guy is just circumventing a lot of these, and not just with him, but with the Congress that he had, instituted a little while ago and the House, Senate.
Well,
he don't care.
He's had a lot of help, too, from Harry Reid and the Senate. Go ahead, Barbara.
And I'm so tired of basically what he's doing, and we all know this, is he's in your face kind of thing. Like, to, you know, he does what he wants to do on our dime. I don't know who it was that was on Sean Hannity today, but I was driving home this afternoon, and they were talking about him, and he said, oh, geez, he was saying they were talking about amnesty and what they were going to do. I really wish I knew who it was, but I caught it kind of at the end. And to me, it kind of sounded like an okay plan. This guy just doesn't, he wants to bring us down. These terrorists, they, you know, things are really quiet now, but did you guys hear about the explosion in Tennessee, I think it was, Uncle Bing, at a shipyard?
No, well, I didn't hear about that.
That something breaking or something new?
It was Wednesday night. Oh, it was Alabama. Thank you, Teresa. It was a shipyard. It was 4 explosions, but nobody's heard anything about it. What is up with it?
And one in Minnesota, too, yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting, isn't it? And then we're not allowed to name the terrorists, which are the extreme Islamic, or Muslims, because we have to be politically correct and not insult their prophet. And, oh, yeah, and let's not forget the UN guy who blamed it on the United States, this terrorist attack in Boston.
I tell you what, I go even further than that with my extremism, because I have never met a Muslim that was peaceful. I really have not met one. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there and subdivide, these people into some kind of class of radicalized. They were radicalized. Are they not radicalized? Are they going to be radicalized? How do we know? That's fine. If some people want to say, well, I know some peaceful Muslims, please, I'd like to meet them. Give me a call, email me.
I do, because I have a couple of doctors that I worked with for over nearly 30 years. But
I'd like to talk to them, because I really would like to know about a couple of things. But I guess, we can bring that up a little bit later here. The phone number is 708-305-7176 if you want to call in. And we got open slots there, so please give us a call.
Absolutely. And with that, let's just kick it real quick. It's pretty clear that the switch is on to conservativenationradio.org. And if you have any doubts, just check out our new Saturday show with internet radio veteran Robert Garding. The new Wise Conservatism show now comes to you on conservativenationradio.org every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central. Robert has a big following, so listen Saturday and you'll find out why. Thousands love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. The New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, Saturdays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And I'm going to give you a reminder, you're listening to the Chris Manti Show here on conservativenationradio.org. It has a little different sound tonight. We've got a mixture going on here. Just filling in, and we're going to take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never
let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
So keep it real, keep it real.
Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And this next song is George Jones' Friday. And Chris may never let us host this show again because, as you know, he's into the rock and roll. But here we go, a tribute.
Burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come on.
free man. Don't tread on me.
And it's finally Friday, and you're listening to the Chris Manti Show on ConservativeNationRadio.org. I'm Brenda Ward, one of your hosts for this evening, along with Bing and Barbara, and we're glad you're listening in tonight. So, Bing, do we have a caller?
Yes, we do. Sally Baptist. Let's bring her in, Sally.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Hey, doing, Sally.
Hey.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Hello. Well, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I heard a little bit of a discussion about Muslims, and I have a blog talk radio show, too, American Statesman, focus on various things. Obviously, you know, patriots. There's more patriots on American on blog talk radio, I think, than anything. But in some of my discussions, we talked about Muslims, and I put the question out there, and I'm not trying to be funny or cute. It's an honest question. And I give my opinion of it for whatever it's worth. Can a Muslim be an American? And the answer is, in a legal, constitutional sense, yes, because we believe in freedom of religion. So, yes, a Muslim can be an American. However, being a Muslim and being American at the same time is kind of like being an atheist and believing in God at the same time. Because the Muslim faith is, you know, destroy the infidels, destroy the United States of America, destroy everything we believe in. That is what their goal is. That's just what the inherent, I mean, time and time again you hear it, and I've talked to people who come from that culture who have a lot more knowledge of it than the Quran and everything else than what I ever do. But when you get down to the basics, you know, destroy the infidels, the whole point is for them to destroy anybody who doesn't believe the same as them. So can you be an American and be a Muslim at the same time? I don't think you can be true to the Muslim faith if you're and be an American at the same time. The two things, Sharia law kind of stuff, the Sharia, where it's okay to kill a girl because she was raped. I mean, that's
right.
How can you be an American and do that?
Absolutely.
And
well,
how,
yeah.
This is what we face.
And how can we support these countries that believe that way? You know, how can we give so much money to Egypt and these places when they treat women and Christians in this way? You know, with
and the hypocrisy to act like we believe in freedom when we go and do this stuff. It's like, wait a minute. And this is why I don't know if you guys have read George Washington's farewell address lately, but President George Washington. His farewell address was so right and so to the point, and he talks about religious values. He and John Adams and Jefferson, too, they frequently said, you know, a free society will only survive if it's a moral society. And when it got into, and Washington talked quite a few things about religion and the role of religion in our survival as a country. But he also went in and said, it's not our role to go out there and tell the world what to do. Be a good neighbor to all communities, but don't go out there and try to micromanage and try to do the nation-building thing. So if you read George Washington's farewell address, even down to the point of credit, where he openly says your national security is tied to your credit, and that was before we had something stupid like the Federal Reserve, it's also true. And the political parties will destroy us. That's true. These are all things he talked about in his farewell address. And what the role we have taken, trying to be, and even the garbage I was hearing Obama today saying about, you know, acting like he's threatening the world. If you don't behave and you don't do right, we're coming after you. Wait a minute. We don't have anybody to come after, and you can't even secure our own stinking borders here. Come on, give me a break.
Oh, he doesn't want to secure our borders.
Neither did George Bush. Neither did George Bush. So.
I wasn't wanting to do that.
The thing is that roots run deep, okay? And that's why, look, our founding fathers sat there and said, okay, if you want to be president of the United States, you have to be naturally born here. You have to be born in this country. because they know it's just like anything, you know, just take a football or just take a state. You know, I came from Florida, you know, I was raised in Florida, born somewhere else. I'm in Tennessee now. But I mean, if you mess with, you know, Florida, you're actually messing with, you know, my roots there because I grew up there. You know, you know what I'm saying? I might have a qualm with you. But, you know, that's why we didn't want to put these people in power that were just, you know, lazy there, just coming over here illegally and stuff like that. You're not going to be a president. No, you know, because your roots run deep. And I think we see some of this with this president, this present administration, is his roots are running deep. We know he was raised Islam. We know that. You know, that's, he even points that out. He was raised that way. So I'm thinking either he's naive or he's a liar. And I don't know which side I'm really going on when he sits there and wants to classify the Fort Hood shooter, Nassar Adam, as being, you know, a workplace incident, and then have the FBI and the State Department go in there with you know, these Chechen or this Chechen and sit there and read him Miranda rights when the FBI is not even done questioning him. So if you're a good president, you don't really question too much about what's going on with how they're managing the. If you're a good manager, you don't. Your employees do not question too much about what's going on with you. When you're a bad manager, then they start questioning everything you do, and everything you do is a conspiracy. There's already people talking about these two guys are not bombers. You got the Alex Jones guys. You got all these other people. And I'm just saying, roots run deep, and I think that's why the Founding Fathers sat there and said, no, you have to be a naturally born citizen to be president or to be a member
And can I mention one other thing real quick?
Sure.
Tell me, you know, give me as much time or whatever. I don't want to hog up the show. But, you know, you're talking about this natural-born citizen thing, which is so critical, which was a very valid reason. You cannot have dual loyalty, which is what happens here. And this is the same thing with Marco Rubio. People don't – I don't know what it is with people out there that can't get it through their thick heads. His parents were Cubans. He was an anchor baby. That's whether they want to admit it or not, he was an anchor baby. Yes, Marco Rubio was born in Florida, in the United States, but both of his parents were Cubans at that time. They were fleeing Cuba at the time. They were not citizens. He is not eligible for the same reason. And when you look at his immigration policy crapola, you see he's very much pro-Latino. He was that way when he was in the Florida House. He is more pro-Latino than he is pro-American. And that's the other reason why he cannot be the next president. If the GOP POGs, and I don't know if you know what I'm referring to when I say POG, just, you know, the game on the GOP, POG, piece of garbage, put them out there.
I totally agree. Marco Rubio and his immigration stance, I mean, you're talking about, I think personally, this is my conservative estimate. Everybody's saying, oh, 12 million. We already had 12 million illegal aliens in this country. I think they're more like 20 million. And this new immigration bill is going to bring at least 33 million into this country in the next 10 years. 33 million. This is data collected, census data and so on, based off census data and some other data. This is unreal. You know, when you got the population of Mexico is, what, 148 million, something like that? You're talking about 38% of their whole population, if you take this all as being Mexicans, coming into this country. And you know, Marco Rubio, you know, I mean, I can't follow his logic here. You're just going to give everybody a carte blanche statement, you know, and he says, no, we're not going to do that. Well, you know, I'm sitting there going to myself, well, wait a minute. Yeah, you are. You're talking about amnesty. Amnesty. You're not talking about the legal roadmap to come to this country like my dad did and everybody else's parents did that actually came to this country and immigrated for a reason other than free things. For a reason like freedom, for a reason like religious persecution in their own country, for freedom like, you know, just to be economically free. They, you know,
well,
we're chastising.
Here's the thing, Bing. They didn't come to change America.
Right.
They came
right.
to America to be Americans. My grandmother and my grandfather, one from Czechoslovakia, one from Hungary, they came here to be free people and to be Americans. And they didn't teach their children Hungarian because they wanted them to be American.
You know, that's funny that you say that. My dad, when I grew up, he came from Germany. He forbade us from speaking German in the house. We were not allowed to learn German in school because he wanted to. He was trying to learn English himself, and he was wanting to be an American. That's how proud he was of it. And that's what I'm saying. That's where we have lost the connect. We have lost this connect here. We're just letting everybody come in, and it's going to kill us. It's going to destroy us.
It is. From within.
It killed many.
Huh?
It's already killed many by letting them in.
Oh, yeah.
Then, thing you had mentioned something about everybody that's here illegally, but there's some that were here on student visas, and there's so many of them that there's no trace of them anymore. So what are they doing? Where are they? Nobody knows. When my grandparents came over from Italy, they went through Ellis Island.
Yeah.
And then they had to get somebody to sponsor them.
Correct.
And I don't see what a problem like that is. I mean, we've got to get the water in this country.
It's not a problem, Barbara. That's actually the problem that needs to be fixed. That needs to be reinstated back to where it was.
Yeah.
Okay. When politicians get the jellyfish out of them and get a spine, start growing a spine and start standing up to these people because I guess they think that they're a voting block. I really don't see how that's gonna happen for the GOP. So either stand up or get out of the way because we're coming.
And on that same note, guys, I got to bring this up today because in California, they may become the first state to allow non-citizens to serve on juries. California! Woo!
Hey, but they'll be making their money because what do you get, $2 a day for jury duty?
I don't know, but it mind boggles me how they think in California. Well, Sally, hey, we want to thank you for your call, and we hope you'll keep on listening. And
If
we come up on another topic later on, give us a call back. So,
thank you
again. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, guys, ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Really nothing comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to see you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Harvest sales still paying for my cheating crime. Or not.
do in time.
They'll do in time. And a honky-tonk prison. They'll do in time. Where a man ain't forgiven. A poor heartbreak. What that was getting. Each morning I wake up and I find.
Today we say goodbye to the great George Jones. And I had to mute a couple people because Blog Talk's been having that static issue, so I'll bring you off mute here in just a few seconds. But I want to remind everybody you're listening to the Chris Manti Show on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. I'll try to unmute my...
Still staticky?
Yeah, hang on, Bing. I'll try to bring you back in. Yeah, that's you, buddy. What the floor back is? Hello, beauty. We're having a little bit of trouble, but Blog Talk did say if you get staticky, you might have to hang up and call back in. So, Bing, you might want to try that because that was really going crazy there and almost like, you know, the extraterrestrials are coming to the show. I don't know.
With Blog Talk, nothing would surprise me.
Nothing surprises us. So, you know, if you're trying to call in and you can't get through, we apologize. I guess we had some of that issue earlier in the week. Not much we can do about that. We do pay for this service. But apparently that doesn't really matter a lot. So here we go. We got Bing. Let's see if this is working. Ah, you still got the static going.
Ah, you kidding me? Ah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay, that's better. That's good. So from there, we are going to go into this. Okay, can somebody out there please tell me why the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security is using 1,000 more rounds per person than the Army?
To raise the price of ammo.
Yeah, you know, because at first...
I figured that out myself.
What's that?
I figured that out myself. It's just to raise the price of ammo. They can't sit there and ban guns. They can't sit there and confiscate our guns. So they're going to sit there and make it so hard for people to get ammo. And then once ammo starts getting scarce, the guns start going up in price. And I follow this closely because I like guns. So
yes.
And I'm telling you, that's to me, that's why they're doing it. I don't think it. I'm not into the conspiracy issue of a lot of it, but that's what I think.
Yeah, but it's still puzzling, and it's an awful waste of money. And this has actually got some of the people in Congress upset. So, but it's kind of funny, Bing, because we've been addressing this on the under network of you know conservatives for you know what, probably a year or more. I don't know.
What's going on?
They're finally bringing it up in Congress, and they're saying, if nothing else, it's a great waste of money when, you know, supposedly the sequester and all these cuts we got to make, but they're buying ammo and they're spending $50 million on new suits for the airport security, which they're not going to hire anybody, and you only get a new suit when they hire you. But, oh, we got to cancel those White House tours.
Yeah, and you know what? What's not surprising to me, really, because I really been looking at this hard, and I'm trying to figure out why are they doing this, you know. They actually have 1,000 more rounds per person than our Army does.
Yeah.
Is that not mind-boggling?
Uh-huh.
Why should they need that? It's not like they're out there, you know, shooting every day. Our Army's out there, and they're exchanging gunfire every day.
I know, but the rounds that they're buying is what it doesn't perplex me. It actually makes me it strengthens my argument. The rounds that they are buying are hollow jacketed point rounds. They're not made for target practice. They're made for killing people. They're made for maximum damage. Okay, for fragmentation. They're not buying rounds like for planking. For target practice, because see, I don't target practice with a hollow jacket round. I don't practice with that. That's just the way I am because they're expensive as crap, you know. So you're not going to go out there and you're not going to practice with these. So that's blown out of the water. That's fallacy. So the Biden, for some other reason, the only other reason I can think of, and because I'm not a conspiracy nut, to think that they're going to line us up in FEMA camp, is that they're trying to raise the price of ammo so high that it's restricted for regular gun owners to actually buy any, own it.
And that does make sense.
Talking about an ammo tax, too. So.
Because they're talking about taxing your guns and making you buy insurance and all kinds of crap over in New York, which, you know, none of that is constitutional. Read the Second Amendment. It says we have the right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. Infringe means you can't do anything to prevent me from doing that. And if taxes and, I mean, if you have to have an ID to vote and that's restricting your voting rights, give me a break trying to tax my ammo and make me carry insurance for having my guns. It's certainly an infringement on my constitutional right. But that they are being, I think that kind of feeds into what you're saying, is they're just trying to make it as difficult as possible because they didn't get their way.
I wonder if the UN has something to do with that.
Well, that's possible, too.
It's a small arms treaty
that they're trying to pass, yeah. Or that. Go ahead, Bing.
Well, you also got, we're also, facing with not just the government buying everything up, because I think that's what they're trying to do here. You have to understand, I think that we're so outlived kings and so on, but we have to understand where this narcissist is coming from. When he don't get his way, he holds his breath, until all his other little cronies come around him and try to pacify him and make him feel better by buying all this ammo, by passing all these laws and so on, like we were talking earlier, And that's the way this man operates. It's the way his wife operates. Especially you women should be able to see that. His wife sat there and said, well, I wasn't proud to be an American until my husband got elected. What kind of stance is that, That has to show you some kind of moral fiber or some kind of character, But I'm sitting here going, perusing, my normal avenue of things today, and I see Representative Hank Johnson, the old Hank Helium Johnson. He's at it again. And see, look, this guy was worried about the military presence over in Guam. If you remember, he's a House representative in Georgia, District 4. If you guys live in District 4, know anybody in District 4, please, give this guy a call. I'd love to talk to him, but I'll have to smoke like about 5 doobies just to sit there and get on his wavelength. I mean, this guy is so far out there. It's not funny. That was fucked up, okay? I'm just saying, I would have to do that or, something.
Well,
follow
funny.
The cows up. But this guy, representative from Democrat, he's a Democrat too, of course, okay, and he's talking about, he's on the House floor and he's talking about that we got like some kind of problem with helium in this country, that imagine, Mr. Speaker, a world without balloons, Johnson said. How can we make sure that the injustice of there being no helium for comedians to get at high pitch right there, we all in there, this heart. No, is this guy working for the clown gang? Is there some kind of clown mafia thing that I don't understand? He's talking about, too often lately this body has sat deflated. Not for lack of hot air, mind you, but seriously, ladies and gentlemen. He goes, but seriously, this is where the joke should stop, okay? But it keeps coming. It gets better. And you can't make this shit up, okay? But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, unlike a noble element, this House has failed to act on Americans' real concerns. Mm-hmm. Johnson concluded, I'd like to float a simple idea. Stop wasting our time. let's get to the business that is meaningful for Americans. Johnson spokesman Andy Pelham confirms the congressman was speaking in jest. Oh, really? He's the same guy who talked about Guam overturning in the water. The island of Guam. Ooh, that's going to catch up, General.
Yeah.
Okay. He was emphasizing the fact that the Republican-led House was taking 2 days to pass a non-controversial bill while they should be working on more important issues such as creating jobs, fixing the sequester, and on budget issues. All the things that this administration has failed on. And guess what, Brenda and Barbara? Where does helium come from? Where does helium come from?
Where does helium come from?
It comes from oil. Okay, and regulated. So this guy is a Democrat, and he's from Big Oil.
He doesn't know that, being that. That's the problem, is they don't know it.
He doesn't know it.
The president's got millions of dollars, and, you know, he doesn't like rich people.
Oh, I know, but he loves his Hollywood friends. And guess who all the millionaires, you know, in Hollywood? Oh, my gosh. And yet they just eat these people up. These people sponge off of Americans, okay? Because where does the money go? Where do these actors and actresses get their money? From the lower middle class Americans who go to their movies and pay the money and... It's outrageous money. I don't go that often myself because I don't really care for movies. I watch them, but not, you know. But
I wait too.
The sponges in Hollywood that are making millions of dollars off of the poor little man, whereas, you know, people like Mitt Romney are creating jobs for the little man. They're the villains.
Oh,
go
please.
Figure.
Yeah.
Really, people? Really? Think about it for a minute, but I really honestly think, Bing, that these people are just a little silly.
Oh, they're nuts, man. They're out there. They're smoke. They're on the crack pipe, okay? You know, put the crack pipe down. And I think I'm going to go over there on Trad-Am after the show, and I'm going to give this guy an honorable Window Liquor Award of the Month because he obviously deserves the Window Liquor status. And I think I'm going to tell him that I'm going to email him like about, I don't know, $1 million, and I'm going to put it in a helium-filled envelope, and I hope it gets to him.
And this is so funny, and yet you don't hear the media, the mainstream media does not go, they do not go after these Democrats that make the stupidest comments.
Oh,
but,
no.
But, you know, if it's a Republican, they will bash it to death.
Well, for one thing, this would not be a Republican, I don't think, because they would be a little bit more learned in, you know, to know that we're,
yeah,
you know.
I don't think Bob's going to turn over, really, but, you
know. No, I'm just saying, you know, that, you know, yeah, we do have a helium problem, but it's not what he's talking about. I did not know that there is an actual industry, like there's an actual lobby in there. But I'm thinking it's a clown lobby because this guy obviously is a buffoon, and I think he belongs to that. I think he fit right in with the clown lobby, you know, riding a little tricycle and stuff around, you know, with a little nose it beats. But 7 to the Christopher Manti Show. No, you didn't get warped out of time somewhere. And it's the number to call in is 718-305-2176.
Poor Chris will never be able to hold his head up again.
You know, when he gets over that hangover in the strip club, he'll be all right, you know.
Well, you know, conservatives like things to be predictable, dependable, and reliable. Which, if you turned in to listen to Chris Manti tonight, not happening. And like the true anchors they are, Michael Smith and Bing Fisher still roll out Soldiers of Patriotism Sundays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Hey, wouldn't be... Conservative Nation Radio without Michael B. and Uncle Bing, would it? Don't miss our signature show, Soldiers of Patriotism, Sundays at 4 Eastern, 3 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS for automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Again, I'm putting him on hold. And if you just turned in, you're listening to the Chris Manti Show on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And no, I am not Chris. I am Brenda Ward, one of your co-hosts, along with Barbara Buffing and Uncle Bing Fisher, if we can bring him on again without that static. The number to call, 718-305-7176. If you've got something to say, we want to hear it. And it looks like Bing's going to try to call in again. But so many topics in the news. I just want to bring up that, you know, these people who keep talking of no voter fraud. Well, as of today, the jury has convicted the Indiana elections chief of voter fraud. Well, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Sorry. But as they are actually trying the Democratic, three Democrats up from the St. Joe area, which is upper northern Indiana, because they forged signatures on the ballots, the petitions to put Obama on the ballot. And he would not have made the Indiana ballot if they had not done that. So voter fraud, people, it does exist. It does exist, and it happens every day, especially in highly Democratic areas, because the clerk of the court there was a Democrat, and they're supposed to check. Now, I know this from experience because I did some signature collecting, and they're supposed to check every single signature against the computer. Well, they had like 10 pages, and some of those signatures said things like Mickey Mouse. So three people are going down thanks to a student who investigated this thoroughly. Now, we're going to try to see if we can bring Bing back in here. Oh, Bing, you're still got the noise.
I still do? You're kidding me. I'll be right back.
Well, that, no, it sounds better now. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not on a cell phone, so if I move my head, it don't really matter, you know? I don't think.
Yeah, you're still good. So, okay.
If I got something in my, maybe I got something in my head, and it just, you know.
Yeah, you got a little chip. Did they knock you out and put a chip in there while you weren't looking?
I don't know.
you better be careful.
Yeah, if I did, I weren't looking, so I would know. You know?
Okay, here's the article I was looking for. Okay, officials are found guilty in Obama-Clinton ballot petition fraud. Now, this is what you have to have 500 signatures from each of the 9 districts in Indiana to get on the primary ballot here in Indiana. And a jury in South Bend has found that fraud put Obama and Clinton on the presidential primary ballot in 2008.
Oh, no surprise!
2 Democratic political operatives were convicted Thursday night in the illegal scheme after only 3 hours of deliberation. They were found guilty on all counts. Former longtime St. Joe County Democratic Party Chairman Butch Morgan Jr. was found guilty of felony conspiracy counts to commit petition fraud and forgery. And former County Board of Elections worker Dustin Blythe was found guilty of felony forgery counts and falsely making a petition after being accused of faking petitions that enabled Obama, then an Illinois senator, to get on the presidential primary ballot for his first run for the White House. Now, people, they're not going to do anything about this. But you know what's significant about this? If he had not been on the ballot, now, yes, Hillary had signatures forged, but she actually had enough that he didn't have enough without those forged signatures to get on the ballot. Hillary had enough to get on the ballot. She would have won Indiana, and I don't know if she did or not. But, you know, he wouldn't have even been eligible to be on our ballot here in Indiana, which is nothing new. You know who was involved in that? Acorn.
I'm so surprised again.
Really?
Really?
No kidding. Yeah, no, Acorn was big in collecting those signatures up there. And as you know, Gary, Indiana, kind of real close to Chicago, and St. Joe County and LaPorte up in that area, more of a Democratic area here in Indiana. But, yeah, lovely. Doesn't exist, though, according to the Democratic Party.
You know, and they keep fighting that. They are trying so hard here to pass it, and people are still saying there's no voter fraud. I'm like, what are you people smoking?
They're smoking the mainstream media.
You know, and there's proof out there.
They don't hear it.
Right, you're right. They say that that's not true.
Right, because the mainstream media says it's not true. Well, which brings me to this point. Media matters. Frenzy to discredit Breitbart's Pinkford investigation. Apparently, Andrew Breitbart was investigating efforts in what became known as Pinkford, a 4-alarm scandal involving the U.S. Department of Agriculture Friday morning. His cause on behalf of those black farmers who had been legitimately discriminated against was fully vindicated on page A1 of the New York Times. And Media Matters put out 20 articles to try to disinform people about this and against Breitbart. So do you think that this will make a difference to anybody? No. Because ain't nobody going to report it.
No, you won't hear about anything on that on the mainstream press. You know, it just ain't gonna happen. And you know, I think we just need, you know, even on Fox during the Boston bombings, a couple of weeks ago now, I was sitting there, I was just getting so irate at their reporting on it because you got Shepard Smith over there, you know, little limp-wristed boy that is sitting there saying, well, we don't, after the second explosion, well, we don't really know if this is terrorism or not. Well, come on. Get a clue, Shepard, you know. I'm sitting there trying to think.
He does have a little sarcasm in that. I think he knows it, but, you know, they couldn't come right out and say it. But I'm sorry, but any time, well, you know, what else could it have been? You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on, get a clue. You know, when you've got to sit there, major event, and I realize they don't have to sit there and just jump on the gun, but they could have, he didn't have to say that. He could have said, this certainly looks like terrorism, but we don't know yet. But he said, well, we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. And, you know.
But you have to give them credit. Fox News was the most watched news station while the drama was unfolding for the capture of the second terrorist. Islamic Muslim terrorist from Chechnya, not Czechoslovakia, Chechnya. Okay, there's a difference.
Yeah.
So, somebody was Somebody wasn't making that distinction the other day. Actually, I think they tried to attribute that to Sarah Palin, but it wasn't Sarah Palin.
Yeah, and the FBI and the CIA in this case, in my opinion, somebody is dropping the ball here, okay? Somebody is negligent because, look, Russia...
The whole administration.
Well, I understand that, but somebody has to be held accountable.
They missed,
because
yes.
This guy went back to Russia. How did he get back there? On what money? You know, I mean, of course they were on welfare. You know, but the thing is that how did he get back there and then come back to this country? His mother is not, incidentally, his mother is now allowed to come back to this country to witness the burial because she's got a warrant out for arrest for shoplifting.
Yeah.
Now, that's very Muslim-esque, isn't it?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. They were on welfare in Boston. But there's also now, she is a person of interest to federal authorities seeking to learn who radicalized one or both of her sons because, according to lawmakers and a separate report, she was on the federal terrorism database some 18 months before the attack, their mother. So what does the mainstream media do? They give her airtime so she can rant about anti-America
and
how
bad
America is, and they're lying about my sons. And yet she's been on the terrorist watch list herself for 18 months. How does this happen? They're so worried about the Tea Party and the Christians and the law-abiding citizens and their guns that they miss the warning signs again.
Yeah, I read I listened a little bit to her when she was, I was going to say Uncle Janet, as we all know her as. When they were sitting there in a hearing, she had said that they knew he left, but they were unaware that he came back. But by then he was cleared. Are you kidding me?
Well, they had to clear him because this administration is sympathetic to Muslims, and he's a Muslim.
Well,
somebody
look at
is lying.
Have
maybe
on
not.
Office.
Yeah, but this administration is soft on Muslims
because they're all working for them.
Yes,
they're not soft on them when they want to kill them with a drone. See, but and I don't even think that's Obama. I think that's his generals.
The kill list is in the hands of the president. And there's only a few people. They won't even show that to Congress, so I don't think it's the generals. We do have a caller. Let's see who we have at 706. Hi, 706. You're on the air on the Chris Manti Show.
Hey, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Ron, buddy.
How in the world are you?
We're good.
Oh, we're doing fine. How's your representative up there, the helium dude up there in Tennessee?
Hey, look here, buddy. I don't vote for that fool. My representative is Tom Graves, and he's a very, very good Tea Party congressman. Follow him, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. I believe Hank stole his shot spot down there. There's no way in hell a Georgian would vote for him, all the facts notwithstanding, okay? Somebody voted the damn fool in, all right?
Well, listen, they're smoking helium, man. I don't know, you know. I'm just saying.
The guy is a fruitcake. You can't call him anything but a fruitcake.
Well, I tell you what, Ron, I think you ought to call him tomorrow and tell him that he's a fruitcake because that guy is out there.
Why don't I call him now?
Hey, call him on the helium phone.
Hey,
call him on the helium phone because that, you know, I mean that guy's got a problem, man. I mean, is he working for the, hey, Ron, let me ask you. I don't know if you're in the fourth district. You're not in the fourth district, obviously.
I'm in the 14th.
14th. Okay, this guy was 14th. In the fourth district. This guy's in the fourth district, so you must have a lot of crazy crack smoking helium clowns out there or something. But
there in Port Atlanta, and everybody Atlanta's, you know, is like California East and New York South.
Yeah.
Well, Ron, can you hold on after the top of the hour here? We already done past it, but
I'm here.
Yeah. We just need need to take a quick break. So
I want to talk about the clown. I want to talk about the clown union in Georgia, man, because I know it's big. It's big.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
And you're back with the Chris Manti Show on ConservativeNationRadio.org. Number to call is 718-305-7176. And Bing, I believe you had something you wanted to talk with Ron.
Yeah, I just came up with a brainstorm there, Ron. And for one thing, I'm trying to figure out how big this clown lobby is up there in Georgia. But obviously, the clown in the birthday party lobby has really got these representatives all in a tizzy up there, especially Mr. Hank Johnson. But I'd like to know, why don't we start something up in Georgia where you guys sit together and tie a bunch of balloons off with helium and put a little note on the bottom and just let them all fly. I think that'd be great. Address them to Hank Williams or Hank Johnson and just let them fly and see where they land and say, hey, if you get this, just call me if you think this guy's an idiot. Maybe
put the guy's phone number on there and say, if you call this guy and ask him for $10, he'll give you $10. And put 1,000 of them out there.
I think it'd be great. Hey, look, do it by the campfire or something like that. Just don't get the helium. Well, it don't really explode, but, it makes voice sound funny.
The guy's a disgrace, okay? And it's not like Georgia's by itself. I mean, think of Diane Frankenstein, okay?
Maxine Waters.
She'd be a good one. We can make a list of other states that have people that are just as ignorant as Georgia has, okay?
I'll bet we'll find them all in a Democratic district. What do you bet? Somebody want to take me to that bet?
But the one that gets on the list, and he's got to be in a contest with Hank Johnson, Bing, when you put him on the Wind of Liquors, and that's Deval Patrick. You know that damn fool says that he's not gonna let the welfare and stuff like that, information on these bombers out. It's just not necessary.
Oh my God. What is
up with that?
Oh, yeah, well, we don't need to know that. That's personal information.
Because there's nothing wrong with our welfare system.
Of course it isn't.
See, it used to be. It used to be when people was on welfare, and you know, look, when I grew up, there were some families that needed it. I don't have a problem.
They
with
weren't
that,
proud right? of it, were they?
They were not proud of it.
That's the problem.
There was shame. There was shame involved in it.
They got
that.
Off of it as soon as they could.
Yeah,
I know, but now you got
charity.
Now you got the card that you can just swipe, you know, and pretty soon it's just going to be you just swipe your arm and you get it, you know.
But back then there was
a thing called pride. There was a thing that people didn't get on it. And you know what? If you needed to get on it, you got on it and you got the hell off it real quick.
Right.
You got off it right quick. You weren't on it for years and years and years. Like, you didn't make it a living off of it.
Well, let's make this pertinent to the problem at hand. You know, these bombers came over here, and the government granted them asylum, them and their family. And they immediately went on the government dole and started drawing welfare and all this stuff. And didn't we hear about a week ago about the boy that's still alive getting this winning this award and going to school for free with a scholarship. Didn't we hear that?
Yeah.
And then we hear that he was on welfare, too, and his mother and father were on welfare while they were over here. You know, what is up with that? When my wife's a Korean, and some of you know that, but when she came to America, they made damn sure that she wasn't coming over here and getting straight on welfare. They wouldn't have let her come to America without knowing that she was able to take care of herself or her husband.
How many years ago is that, Ron?
What happened to that?
We used to have restrictions on that.
Are they just picking on my wife and not on anybody else? What's
Ron,
up with that?
How many years ago was that she came over?
It's been 35 years ago, but the time shouldn't matter.
We've always had until recently, we've always had laws restricting immigration for a reason, because we did not want people. Look, we want people to come here to be productive and to be part of our society. We don't want them to come here to be non-productive and to be not a part of our society.
What?
And that's
because our government is advertising down in Mexico in their bureau, telling them how easy it is to get welfare and food stamps if they come to America. What you're saying don't make sense in today's world.
Right.
And
it's
all
not
these investments
Mexico.
That they're making with our money.
We've run into a brick wall with our train of freedom. Okay, we got slam-basted. We're not America anymore. I don't know who the hell we are, but we're not who we should be.
You're right.
Those flyers and stuff that they gave out down there in Mexico that you're talking about, they were mandatory to give out in plants up here if you have over a certain amount of employees.
I mean, what's up with that?
It's three things. You don't have enough
people on welfare and food stamps? We need to go get some more?
Yeah, and it's the same thing with these free cell phones, you know, that they're only supposed to get one and some lady's got 30, you know, really?
Yeah, and they're giving them to dead people. What's up with that? We're crazy. We have lost our collective mind.
I really wish we could find this.
These people in office to allow this to happen.
We're the guilty ones. We've let these fools take care of it.
Well, the thing is, that electing them into office is one thing. Keeping their feet to the fire is another. And that's what Herman Cain kind of taught us. You know, we have to keep their feet to the fire. You have a woman out there in, I think, California that rounds up 100. She's got to get 150 people a month to get on welfare. And she goes to the nursing homes. People that really don't need it, and they're going, you know, well, I don't really need it. And she goes, well, it's your right. It is your right to be on welfare. It is your right to get food stamps. You paid into this. I'm sitting there with somebody that I was talking to today, and he's got some chick pregnant, and the next day he's like, well, at least I didn't, you know, the government paid for it.
How much did these Mexicans pay into our system up here that allowed them to get welfare and food stamps as a right?
Well,
I don't
think
they paid a damn dime.
A little bit later, after this guy told me that the government is paying for it, I sat there, and I asked him, "Well, can I come and take the baby for visitation?" And he's like, "Huh?" I said, "Well, I want to come out and take the baby for an ice cream or something like that. Is that cool with you?"
You're daddy, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess, because the government pays for it. Everybody thinks the government pays for it. It just comes out of some endless coffer. It doesn't.
Yeah.
There's producers. You cannot be a consumer unless you're a producer. And obviously the opposite way, too. You have to be a producer to be a consumer.
Okay, guys.
These people don't understand it. They think the government, that money just grows on trees.
They don't understand that we pay for it. You're absolutely right.
If it grows on trees, I need to go pluck me a few,
Actually, go ahead. Are you
going to
go ahead and do a break?
No, we're just going to go ahead and bring on a quick caller here. We have James, says he wants to talk about the bombing. So let's bring James into the conversation.
All right.
Yes,
James, you are live.
Hello, my brothers and sisters from the United States. I just want to say, all this that's going wrong in our country and people want to hurt America.
What country are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Okay.
I'm an American.
Okay.
And I get tired to hear, every time you look around, someone want to hurt America. And we one of the greatest country in the world. And we did so much to people. But we got to get off this trip by hurting people, feeling, putting people down, keeping people wanting to hurt. Because the conservative party is out there making people want to hurt America by the way they think, by putting people down and making them feel like everybody leeching off this country but them. And it's a sad day in this country that you guys constantly, every time you go out there and talk about people, there's more people want to do something. And majority
James,
of the people who get hurt is white folks.
James, actually, our security has gone down since the current administration. Hang on a minute. You got to listen to me here. Our security in this nation is less safe today because of the policies of the current administration, which is to appease. And it was the policy of the Clinton administration was to appease the bombers. And there comes a point in time when you've got to say enough is enough.
Yeah, but his America was on a Bush watch. So why are you trying to see? That's the thing, y'all blame people too much. You need to stop blaming because the biggest terrorist that hit America is with people like.
Wait a minute. James, you're just blaming white people and conservatives.
I ain't saying white people. I'm talking about the biggest terrorist in this country was the guy who went into that movie show and shot up some people. If a Muslim would have did that, y'all been calling him a terrorist.
You know what?
But since
you
it
know
was a
who
white
he was?
Boy,
he was a terrorist, and he was an Occupy Wall Street Democrat. Liberal.
Whatever it is, y'all need to stop talking about people because y'all constantly making life in this country danger for people,
James,
how y'all put other groups of people
down.
The
problem is, James, is we haven't talked
you're
about
hater.
Enough.
You hate human beings.
No, we don't hate anybody.
You're a hater. Because every time you lay up our people, this
you
and that,
on
y'all hate
you yelling at us saying we're haters. You are the hater who comes
you're
on
the hater,
yelling at us.
And y'all going to keep getting
but
y'all ass beat.
Hang up on him.
Well, James, I'm sorry that you feel that way. But we've been silent too long, and that's what's wrong with this country, and that's why we're speaking out. And I don't hate anybody. I never have, and I never will. But thank you for calling.
You know what amazes me, okay, with the mentality of James and so on, is that, look, we have a problem with the Muslim society, okay? We have a problem with radical Islam.
And it's been a problem since 1776. They were a problem then. Thomas Jefferson didn't understand how they wanted to kill the infidel, and the infidel was anybody who didn't believe the same as them. Okay, these people have been doing this since that time, and they have not stopped. It has nothing to do with the behavior of the American people or with the conservatives in this country.
No, but let me impart something to you, and this might make you think a little bit. Okay, we had racism. We had, you know, white racism. Okay, who fixed that problem? Whites. Whites fixed the problem. It was not the blacks that fixed the problems. The whites fixed the problems. We got Muslims out there, that radical Muslims, if you want to call them extremists, I don't care. I think they're all branded under the same umbrella. That's just my opinion. But the thing is that how many Muslims do you know that have tried to fix this problem?
They threw
Chamberlain out of the mosque, but they didn't report it. It never got reported. You don't never hear about this. But we sat there and fixed our own problem in this country. And for him to sit there and say that we're just haters, no. You know, he's the hater because he's the one that wants to sit there and say that we can't sit, that we can't profile, that
we can't
sit
tell the
there
truth,
defend
baby.
Ourselves. How many people in Boston wishes to God that they would have had a gun or access to a gun because this guy, this one creep out there, was running around in their neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
One of the strictest gun control places around. And they can't, you know.
I'm just saying,
we're haters? No, we're not the haters. See, this is the whole thing, that this is class envy. This is class warfare. They want to break it up. They want to make other people, they want to make me feel guilty for something that somebody else did. It wasn't my problem. It's not my problem these guys went off. And it, you know, if I'm on a talk radio show like I'm on right now, and I'm saying something, and I'm talking about something, and somebody goes out and takes and hurts somebody about that, that ain't my problem,
see? Right.
But these people want to sit there and relay it. They want to sit there and relate that they want to put the blame on me instead of putting the blame on themselves.
Absolutely.
And it's the liberals in this country that have screwed up every single city that they've infiltrated. Chicago, the states even, California. We got them trying to infiltrate Detroit, Michigan. We got New York. We got, you know.
North Carolina.
Atlanta.
Yeah. and you're telling me where the problem is? That the problem is with the Tea Party people?
No.
Or James's? No. Sorry, I ain't buying it, man.
And the hate doesn't come from the right. The hate comes from the left. They're the ones that call us names. They get on Twitter and they say hateful things, and they never get called on it. Bill Maher has said hateful things about Sarah Palin, who is a good woman and a smart woman, and that's okay. And they want to blame it all on us because we're finally speaking up. We're being silent no more, and we're calling it as we see it. And the extreme Muslims, the radical Muslims have been, it is in their code to kill Americans and to kill Christians. They've been bombing embassies overseas for years and years and years and killing innocent people for years and years and years, and we need to call them out on that.
And
okay, that is not being hateful, that is telling the truth as it is. And they will try to blame us for that. They do try to blame us for that, but this has been their religion since back in the 1700s. So no, it is not our fault, and it is not anything that we have done as Americans to cause that hatred. They hate. That is their religion. Their religion teaches hate. Hate the infidel, kill the infidel. That's what the Quran says. They teach hate. Not the conservative Christians.
You're right.
And jihad is mentioned so many times in the Quran, it's not funny. That is their precipice. That is the crux of the biscuit, jihad.
What I have a big problem with is we have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence for this country, and this country only. And this administration and those other people like James think that we don't. And this is where we're getting into the problem. And this is getting me crazy because Jan Morgan I was just flipping through everything, and the headline in one of her media columns is, Eric Holder says, citizenship for illegals is a civil right. It's not a civil right.
No.
It's not.
Especially if they're illegal.
starting criminal behavior letting these people in.
Absolutely.
If I do something illegal, I get fined, I go to jail, or whatever the case may be. These people come in and they get rewarded. Oh, well, here's food stamps. Go buy food. Oh, here's a house voucher. We'll get you housing. Kiss my ass.
And with that, conservatives respect pioneers, and I got to read this. This is not my show. This is the Chris Manti show that you're listening to. Conservatives respect pioneers, and Brenda Ward has been with ConservativeNationRadio.org since the very beginning. Michelle Malkin, Laura Ingram, Ann Coulter, Monica Crowley have nothing on women patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. Tuesdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central is the place to hear. Whoops, I lost my hang. It's a place to hear from real women who are real patriots. So let your voice be heard. Oh, they're doing it again, Bing. Okay, I'm silencing you for a minute. So let your voice be heard. Incidentally, conservative guys are welcome at our very own B&B, too. Women Patriots with Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing. ConservativeNationRadio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatism. That's on Tuesdays. We invite you to join Barbara and myself on those days.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? But everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Okay, and we're back with the Chris Manti Show. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with the sleep we got. Okay, that's better, Barbara. Oh, no. Sorry, I got to silence that one. Okay, and we have Ron, and I think we may have James calling back in. Do we give him a second chance to be civil?
Of course.
Okay, let's give it a go.
Yes, I apologize. I apologize for saying what I was saying. But, you know, I just wish we all can get along and stop putting groups. I mean, you calling all Muslims these bad. We got bad Christians did a lot of blowing
we
up
do
stuff.
Too. I agree.
So y'all
we
need
do.
To stop calling people names because you ain't doing them making people want to hurt America. Y'all putting our life in danger about how y'all keep putting people down. You're not God. Who gives you the right to judge people?
Wait a minute. Can I respond to that?
God, okay?
Okay, wait, well, James, let Ron say something about that.
Look here. We don't go over to Muslim countries and blow them up, okay? We go over there to try
we
to
go
give...
go over to Muslim countries all the time.
Argue with me for a minute. I've waited on you. Wait on me. All right, we don't go over there with the intention of killing people. We go over there with the intention of freeing people. Now, where is the Muslims that do that? We got Muslims in America that aren't standing up and yelling, hell no, we're not going to put up with that. Quit that
who's
stuff.
Standing up for you when you out there hating on people? And what
I ain't hating
on
nobody. I'm telling you that if
you
try to kill Americans, we're going to kill you. It's
what
that
about
simple.
When you go up to their country?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you an American?
250,000
Are
American
you
people.
An American?
Are you
James?
An American?
Are you an American?
Stop acting James. Like an ignorant ass white man, okay?
Are you an American? If you're not an American, I don't want to hear you. And I'm done with you.
All right, I put you both on mute. Because, James, this is what you don't understand. Is they Muslims... The radical Islamic Muslims have been blowing up people for years. They attack Israel daily, simply because Israel exists. We did not start this problem, okay? But we need to recognize it is a problem. And as far as the hate, we don't want to hate. We wish everybody could get along too, but there are some people who preach in their religion that you must kill to be go to heaven or wherever their virgins are at. Okay, I'll give you one last chance here. All right, guys, I got you back on.
Okay, you're right. We got a lot of hatred going on, and there's a lot of killing coming from certain Muslims. I'm not going to say all Muslims. Certain
no,
Muslims.
It's not all Muslims.
But
I don't think it is
all
either.
So we got Christians in there, just as more harm to human life and Muslims is. So we got to stop pulling trains.
Nobody's
so
denying
me, can
that.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am? Okay, that guy who went inside that building, I live in Aurora. That
Maybe
guy went inside that
again.
Movie show and killed all them people. He shot 70 people and killed 12. Now, if that was a Muslim, the first thing come out you type of people's mouth is he's a terrorist.
No.
He is a terrorist.
He is a terrorist, and he's an occupier of Wall Street, Democrat, liberal.
No, it ain't all. He was a sick America. That it ain't about liberal or Democrat.
Ill.
He was a sick America. Because you know what? We need to stop one thing. Y'all need to stop pouring strainer because you're going to burn in hell with y'all attitude.
Wait a minute.
You're going to burn in hell, ma'am.
No, we're not going to burn in hell because
you're
going to
burn in hell that you keep talking about God created the way you do. Because he created them people just like he created you.
God created all of us, James. And God says that we should speak out against sin.
If you can't stop this guy, you got no business being on the radio. Just close it down.
First of all, what I need to say is the first thing that the mainstream media says, he's a Tea Party member. He's got to be a right-wing radical. And you're saying we're racist and we're pointing the finger? At least we didn't say anything until we knew who it was. So, James, you take your racist self and you go read a Bible, not the Quran, and you go read the Constitution of the United States of America as well as the Bill of Rights, not the government gives you rights, and the Declaration of Independence. Learn something. It's not about hate.
Okay, and I'm going to try to get Bing back on here, but he's breaking up again.
God gave you.
All right, well, he's gone, and we won't bring him back anymore because he had his second chance. So, Bing, can you speak, and maybe that static will go away?
Ooh, I don't know. Am I here?
Well, yeah, now you are. It's really weird when you're not talking. It just gets real staticky. I don't know what that is. So.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
You're back.
It's Blog Talk Radio. No, there's a total difference between, like I said earlier, you know, the Israelis protecting their own and the United States protecting our own. We have interests all over the world. It's a total different mentality when we sit there and send our troops to go protect our interests around the world, whatever they may be, versus a couple kids blowing up innocent people that have nothing to do with anything other than running a race and being there.
Right, and we have to remember that.
And still, and until not just remember it, that has to be ingrained because this is what these terrorists want to inflict, is terror.
They've been doing it for years in Afghanistan, you know, shutting the women down, poisoning little girls and keeping and throwing acid in women's faces.
Everything.
This is what they do.
But to equate that with what we are doing overseas, see, is the typical the libertarian kind of approach to things, that if we leave them alone, they will leave us alone. That's not the way it works. It won't work that way. Because this is a theocracy, and James should know that. I think Brother James is one of the people that come on our show once in a while. It's a preacher, and he should know this stuff. You know, these people are out to kill us.
Yeah. No matter what we do, they want to kill us.
It don't matter. They don't
because
like
they want world domination.
Yeah. Somebody said earlier, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, but you know, somebody said, well, they don't like our skyscrapers being so tall and our women's boobs being so big and everything else, and they just want to kill us. That's, you know, they don't like that.
They don't like our freedom.
Well, it's actually that's in their Quran, and that's why I you know basically have a problem with. You know, I think that that all of them have a problem with it because, like I said earlier, and I was trying to make a point because, you know, white people, you know, especially in the Republican Party, ended slavery for the blacks. The blacks didn't end slavery. The blacks on themselves did not end slavery. They had a hand in it. But the white people ended it because we knew there was a problem, see. And the Muslims out there are not trying to end this problem. If I was a Muslim, an upstanding Muslim, if there is such a thing, and I don't agree with that, but if there is, then I would sit there and talk about when they threw out Tamerlan out of the mosque. That should have been media news. That should have been passed on to the CIA and the FBI. I mean, who knows who else has been thrown out? Who else knows, though, who has been brought in? Do you see what I'm saying? You know, me as a Southern Baptist, I mean, I'm sitting there going, okay, you know, if I screw up a little bit, you know, yeah, I'm going to, you know, especially if you're a preacher, man, you know, you're going to sit there and be brought out on the carpet. And everybody knows about it. The media is so quick to pick up on it. But when somebody is thrown out of a mosque, you're not going to hear that on the media. And that is the problem that we're having. I don't know exactly if it's the media sitting there saying, well, you know, we don't want any problems with these people. Maybe they're scared. You know, we are terrorized. We can't say anything about them. We are terrorized.
We just all got called haters because we actually dared to call them out for their. But
Brenda, we are terrorized already because we cannot even say things that should be freedom.
We can't tell
speech.
The truth,
and that's been going on for years.
We can't tell the truth
for many years before they started coming over here and bombing us. And another thing that I want to say, too,
well, they were bombing us overseas before then. They were bombing our embassies.
True.
We ignored them. Bill Clinton tried to ignore them. He didn't respond to any of these bombings in our embassies in different places where it killed hundreds of people. It killed our sailors on the coal. And we tried to ignore them.
Yeah.
And what did they do? They brought it here to our soil. So, you know, the best strategy is to fight them over there so they're not killing innocent women and children. And that's why we take the war to them rather than have our little girls and little boys blown up on the street.
You don't go over there with the intention. We go over there with the intention.
Children live what they learn, too. So, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots. Now, we talked about Obama growing up Muslim, and going to Reverend Wright's church, hanging with Bill Ayers, the neighbor down the road.
Terrorist.
Exactly.
Bill Ayers was a terrorist. Underground terrorist.
Like I said, you have roots, you know. And
exactly.
Your roots, if you're born somewhere, whatever, you know. I mean, I wasn't born in Germany, but was raised, you know, in that kind of family, got that kind of ancestry, you know, and somebody, you know, says, hey, you Nazi, come over here. You know, I just take, you know, blow it off. You know, it's just funny to me, you know, because I know they don't mean it. But the thing is that, you know, some people get so offended by this kind of stuff that they take it to the extreme. And I think you've seen that in the media coverage this week, the last couple of weeks. I think you've seen it in the Senate and the House coverage the last couple of weeks. These people they're torn asunder. They don't know what to do. They are freaking out because you know what? They've let, over 100 years, 200 years, 300 years of propaganda on the other side dictate to them what they're going to do. And it's pretty sad.
Yep.
It's pretty sad when you got a Georgia representative talking about helium, that we're running out of helium. that, you know, that's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of it is a low information voters, and people vote the way that their parents did, and they don't know the truth. And that's why some of the guests we've had, Stacey Swim and Star Parker and Reverend Ben Carson and Herman Kane are out there trying to take it to the urban areas because they won't listen to us. It's just like Jane's getting on here because we're all white people. We hate people, you know, because they're not going to listen to us. They don't want to hear it. And because we're telling the truth that the radical Islamic people, Muslims, are blowing up people around the world, not just here. They're doing it in Egypt. They're doing it in Israel. They're doing it in Palestine. They're doing it all across the country and all across the world. And they've been doing it long before we ever got involved in their lives because they are commanded to do it by their Quran.
Right.
And we have to call them on that, and we have to stop the creeping Sharia here in the United States. And if you don't believe me, maybe James needs to go visit Dearborn, Michigan, and see what happens when you have, and we lost Bing, when you have a community run all by Muslims that want to stifle our First Amendment rights and want to put women back in burqas, and they want to stone and kill women. You want to talk about a war on women. Anybody who supports these extreme Muslims has a war on women because they treat women like dirt. And yes, you know, God said that the man is to be the head of the wife as Jesus is the head of the church. But the husband is supposed to love the wife and be willing to lay down his life for his wife. And yet these people don't even... They throw acid in their face. They stone them. They make them walk around in, you know, clothing from head to toe so they can't be seen. They don't allow them to think. They don't allow them to participate. And that is a war on women in the true reality, not in the sense, you know, when we're trying to, like they try to say here, because we don't believe you should kill babies. You know, you want to talk about hate. Let's kill the babies. That's hate. So, anyway, the leftist media would have conservatives like us think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumbers the liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the Internet, traditionalamericanmovement.com or TradAM, as we call our home. TraditionalAmericanMovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution all on TraditionalAmericanMovement.com. www.TraditionalMovement.com. Hope to see you there soon. TradAM is a liberal-free site. And you are listening to the Chris Manti Show on ConservativeNationRadio.com. org. The number to call 718-305-7176. We did allow ourselves to get a little bit off track, but this just proves us what a big battle we have to confront when we're trying to show people where the true lies are. And he said we don't talk about that shooting. Yes, James, we did talk about that shooting. We've talked about that shooting multiple times, the Occupy Wall Street guy in Colorado who deliberately went to the gun-free zone because he passed several other theaters in order to get, because Colorado is a carry state, but he passed up several theaters between his house and that theater so he could target innocent people who could not protect themselves. This man was mentally ill. This man was a terrorist in the true sense of the word, because he frightened people to the point where they didn't feel safe, and that's terrorism. But like I said, he was a known Occupy Wall Streeter. He was a Democrat. The Sandy Hook shooter he hated Christians. He wanted to go to the place where he could inflict the most damage. So he went to an elementary school where he knew there was no armed people and no armed guards because he wanted to kill more people than the guy in Switzerland or wherever that other mass shooting occurred. Okay, also a Democrat. Okay, the Fort Hood shooter who opened fire on his fellow servicemen known terrorist and yet called workplace violence, but he was a Muslim and in contact with a Muslim terrorist, wanted to kill Americans. And yet our soldiers cannot get the benefits they deserve. Their families don't get the benefits they deserve because they called it workplace violence, because Obama couldn't bring himself to call the man an extreme Muslim, as was the case, a radical Muslim terrorist that opened fire on his fellow troops, because they're too busy trying to reinvent the radical Muslims as a peaceful people. And they are not, and they never have been. History will tell you that, you know, that even back in the 1700s, we had problems with them. And let's see, who am I missing, Barbara? There's somebody in there I'm missing. He's also a Democrat and hated Bush. These are the people that are out doing mass killings. It's not the Republicans. Not the conservatives, and we haven't caused this because for multiple years we have been told you don't talk politics and you don't talk religion, and so we haven't. And what has come about is that there has been an indoctrination in this country among the inner cities, among the Hispanics, among the liberals, among our children, that we are the bad people because we believe in God. And God is a myth and God is a fairy tale. And there are no consequences for your behaviors. There are no consequences for your sins. Because if you get pregnant because you were out doing something you weren't supposed to be doing, then you can just go kill the child. Because that is a woman's right, which is not in any way can be considered a right to kill another human being. That was a total ruling from the bench that was totally wrong. And we see this in the trial of Gosnell. And I don't know if James has been watching this trial of this so-called Dr. Gosnell, who actually delivered children who were viable and snipped their spinal cords while they writhed around in pain, waiting to die, and killed multiple women, all in the name of women's health, okay? We believe as conservatives in the right for these children to live and be put up for adoption. And we believe as conservatives in self-responsibility, that your actions create reactions and you pay the price for what you did. Okay, we believe that. Self-responsibility. That's what conservatives believe. We believe that you should work hard to get where you need to go in life. And we believe that through that hard work, you can get wherever you want to go. And James wants to call us haters, but look what they've done to Dr. Ben Carson, a very good man, a very smart man, a well-known neurosurgeon, because he had the gall to come out and talk about self-responsibility. He had the gall to come out and say that some of the policies that this president has implemented have not been good for America. He had the gall to say that. So therefore, he's not a black man, or he's a man to be despised. He's a token. He's an Oreo. He's not black enough because he dares to have an opinion that is different from what they have been indoctrinated with in the inner cities. And I, you know, they can call me a hater. James, you can call me a hater all you want. I'm not going to bring you back live because we got off topic too many times. But there are black men in this country in the 1960s. Herman Cain had his parents worked, his mother worked three jobs so that he could have a life. He went to school. He went to college. He worked hard. And he is a millionaire today because of his hard work in a white society. He didn't. Yes, maybe he got some help with that college. Most likely he did. I don't know.
He did. And you know what? He paid it back because he talked about his loans and he paid it back every nickel.
Yes. And Ben Carson, his mother worked hard and told him not to get caught up in the culture and that if he worked hard, he could be somebody. And look where he is today. A wealthy neurosurgeon getting ready to retire. A man that believes in self-responsibility, that there are consequences to sin. And James, I'm sorry, but this sexual revolution that's going on in this country has taken our moral compass so far off course that we are reaping the consequences. You know, I'm sorry, but when you have a fourth grader writing a letter about how we should let gay people be married, fourth graders shouldn't even be thinking about marriage or gay or anything like that. They should be being children, and yet they're not allowed to, because now in kindergarten we got to start teaching them that it's okay to be transgender and gay. No, I don't agree with that, and I'm going to call people out on that, because that is what God has commanded us to do, James, is to call out the sinners. Not to hate the sinners. You hate the sin, not the sinners. But you've got to call them out on that. He doesn't say be silent and let it continue. He says go out into the world and preach the gospel. Well, the gospel says that it is a vile sin for a man to lay with a man. Now, that's what it says, and a woman with a woman. That's in Timothy, okay? But that's in the same statement with liars and fornicators and other sinners. And we need to preach that, and we need to teach the truth, because the truth is what sets you free.
But
I'm sorry. People got me going on a rant there.
Oh, that's fine, but people fear the truth, and that
they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. That they are going to go to hell. If you are practicing gay, you're going to hell, because that's what God said. That's not what I said. That's not my judgment. That's what God said. God said it in the Bible. It's in Timothy. I could get my book out and read it to you. I've read it on my show multiple times. And so when you sit there and say, God is going to accept me the way I am, no, he's not. And don't be teaching my children that. If you want to practice your gay lifestyle, you go right on ahead and do it. But you are going to hell, just as I am going to hell if I don't repent of my sins.
And, you know, if people don't believe in God, that's fine. But don't you dare tell me that I'm not to believe in God.
Absolutely. It is my right to believe in God. And that right is guaranteed in the Constitution, because our rights come from God according to the Declaration of Independence, which was written by our founding fathers. And so we are in the right here, and we are on God's team. And the only way to stay on God's team is to speak out against that which is wrong, which includes false prophets such as Muhammad.
Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or suppress or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievance. Sorry, I'm not wearing my glasses, so I think I did pretty good with that. But that's the First Amendment.
Okay, well, we are getting into the last 10 minutes or so of the show. So let's go ahead and bring Ron back in here and see if we can get Bing without all that noise going on. Oh, well, Bing, there you are.
Sorry. All right.
I kind of went off on a little rant there. Sorry.
I mean, that's fine. I kind of adjusted a couple things, but really nothing else. But
okay. All righty.
I love rants.
Am I unstaticky?
No, you're good now. Everything's good now. So any last thoughts as we're going into the last 10 minutes of the show here?
Nah,
there's
I'm thinking it was just the helium lobby that, you know, that caught on to me what I was talking about tonight in Georgia up there, and put the helium to me. They put the gas to me, and, you know. But I want to say,
you're on some thin ice.
I just want to say I'm helium free. I'm not doing a Getty Lee kind of impersonation.
You might be helium free, but you sound like you're helium full, okay?
I don't know what that means, man. I don't go around.
Sniff some. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't get that stuff with the whipped cream on it.
Anyway, we want to thank everyone. This was the Chris Manti Show. Kind of a butchered job. It may never be the same again.
I know.
But it was cut up in ribeye steaks, okay?
Oh, no.
He
may never ever ask us back as to host his show.
I know, right?
We're glad that you all turned down.
and that you were listening in tonight on conservativenationradio.org. You will find us here most days of the week. The only day we're not on is on Mondays at this current time. Tuesday through Thursday from 6 Central to 8 Central, there's always a show. And Saturday and Sunday afternoons, there are shows. And obviously Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. So be sure and check us out on conservativenationradio.org. Check out our shows and upcoming events. And Ron, I want to thank you for going in and ending the conversation. Also, I want to thank Sally, who was here earlier from, I forgot what show she said she was from. It's getting late, folks. But thank her for calling in.
American Conservative or something like that.
Yeah, American Conservative Show or something like
that. American
Statesman, that's it.
Yeah,
American Statesman, yes.
That's it.
Yeah, so I want to thank her for calling in. Some very questionable opinions there, you know, with the Marco Rubio qualifications for president. It's going to be an issue. So, you know, hopefully we will all come together and find somebody that we can agree that would be a good candidate before the primary starts. So because we will be fighting the establishment again. The establishment, for those listening, is the culture in Washington, the GOP establishment and the Democratic establishment, who have this grip hold on the money and the power, and they don't want to let it go. And so, therefore, they have to villainize those of us who are for less government involvement in our lives, more self-responsibility, more state government. And so we're going to be fighting against that again in this, in these upcoming elections, midterms, and again in the presidential election. So don't get
we
us wrong.
We had Publius Holder on our show a couple of months ago when we did talk about Marco Rubio. And because he was born in the United States, however, his parents were not. So
right.
He's not a natural-born citizen, and people mistake that.
According to the Federalist Papers and the Constitution, she is Hilda is a constitutional lawyer, so she has studied this stuff in-depthly, and so, no, he would not be. But, you know, again, I kind of like Marco Rubio. You know, I'm not big on this immigration plan because I think the first thing we need to do before we talk about any kind of amnesty is seal the borders,
yeah.
Which we haven't done. And they will not do. The Democrats will not do it. They were supposed to do it under Reagan when he granted amnesty, and they didn't do it. And
well, and you called it right. It's amnesty.
Oh, that's
it's,
what it
it's
is.
Not an immigration plan, really. It's amnesty. And,
right.
You know, we always had, you know, it's the same thing with gun laws. We've got 20,000 gun laws on the books in this country, and we don't enforce a lot of them.
Right, no.
The same thing with amnesty. We don't enforce them.
So why make more? It's like you don't enforce the laws we have. Oh, in fact, a judge actually ruled against Obama's administration saying they can't, because, you know, Janet Napolitano said that she could pick and choose which immigration laws she wanted to enforce. And
oh,
the judge said, no, you can't.
Well,
do you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it with this
you
administration because I am the king.
It's crazy.
They're
deliberately trying to destroy us.
Yep.
Because they know we cannot support these people financially. You know, and I had nothing against people wanting to make their lives better, but do it legally, you know. And they cost us, I think they said it was like $7 billion in food stamps and Medicare and stuff that they sent home to children in Mexico. You know, this is the United States. We should not be supporting the Mexican citizens who are not here legally.
Right.
I have nothing against immigrants that are here legally.
Right. There's a process.
There is a process.
And we want
to
make sure.
When you grant them amnesty, then you spit in the face of those people who have been waiting for their turn to become American citizens.
Yeah.
Well, you got the Gang of Eight, like I said earlier, and they're talking about amnesty, and that'll bring in at least 33 million more than what we've got now in the next 10 years.
Yeah,
that's
and
a lot
want
of people. That is 38% of Mexico. population. And we don't even know who's here already. We don't even know, because there's a lot of people that have expired leases and so on. And we don't track them, as Rand Paul said.
Well, they don't track anybody, apparently, because we had terrorists running around in Boston that they knew about.
And there's there's evidently still more, because they were talking about 12 more cells up in that area.
Yeah, and they still have a couple students in custody.
Well, that Saudi.
The Saudi that's been to the White House and Obama visited in the hospital, that one?
Yeah.
That doesn't raise flags, I don't know what does.
They say that guy actually is Bin Laden's son.
I heard that.
Wife.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh, really?
I read a good bunch of stuff on that yesterday. They got some facts now.
Interesting.
And it's amazing.
Well, what was interesting, too, is how Janet Napolitano came out and said, that's just a rumor, there is no Saudi suspect, and we're not deporting him. But then she comes out 2 days later and said, well, yes, we were going to deport him, but then we changed our mind.
No,
so she lied to Congress. Now, shouldn't she be held accountable for that?
Yeah.
In the real world, she would be, but this is not the real world that we're living in.
And Hillary, too. She got busted for lying to Congress on Benghazi.
Oh, yes. Benghazi is still to break. There is more to be told about that.
She got life in prison, didn't she?
Yeah.
Well, it ain't over yet, because, like I said, Congressman Issa has something up his sleeve, and it's going to be a bombshell when it drops.
Good.
So, remember that,
guys. I've been signing petitions that you wouldn't believe trying to make that happen. I hope it happens.
Me
too, Ron.
Well, you know what? And we actually made a difference,
Brenda,
because when our congressman went back after break, they were saying our constituents want answers. And that's when the House broke its report about Hillary, how she did sign off on reducing security, even though she knew they requested more. So she flat out lied to Congress.
Yeah.
Probably under oath.
Yeah.
And we're not done. It's not done. There is still more to come. So today we are honoring one of the country's greats who passed away at the age of 81, Mr. George Jones. And here in just a few seconds, I'm going to take us out with a little bit of one of his better songs, one of his classics of all time. So thank you all for tuning in to the Chris Manti Show here on Conservative Nation Radio. Chris will be back next week, so you can take comfort in that. And thanks again for tuning in. Thanks, Bing. Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Ron. Yes, here we go.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a reef upon his door. Stop loving her today.
Good night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in.